On the eve of December 11th, 2019, as I was making my way from Minnesota, because the announcement that I would be the new bishop was going to happen the next day, I had a beautiful spiritual experience that I was returning to Nazareth. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I knew that as I was driving my way down and see all these beautiful open fields, it reminded me of the farm and growing up. And I remember tremendous wholesomeness on the farm. Back in those days, there were such beautiful relationships that people would have with neighbors. There were so many good values and wholesome qualities. And I remember one of those times on the farm where Dad seen smoke billowing from not far away, and he said, "Quick, get in the truck. We must go over and help our neighbor." That's what it was like in the good old days. And it can be that way today. If we strive to regain the wholesomeness that God has blessed us with. We heard in our reading today from the Book of Wisdom, "God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the whole world are wholesome. For God formed man to be imperishable. In the image of his own nature he made him." But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who belong to his company experience it. It's been a striking image to me as we were celebrating Mass today, and that's our beautiful crucifix. And we see the depiction of the crucifix itself in black, which was used as a form of torture and to humiliate people, criminals. And black often represents death. But if you notice the brilliance of Christ on the cross, it was speaking to me, in a sense, in the imagery of my own heart as I was praying at the beginning of Mass, of that's the nature of God's life. That even as Jesus was crucified on the cross, even as his body, his human body, went through the agony and death because he loves us, his brilliance was never lost. In fact, his brilliance would radiate in the resurrection from the dead. And he would come back with the resurrected body, the same thing that's promised for each of us, that we would have a resurrected body. We'd have a real body, even though we ourselves will also experience physical death. That's because we are made in the image and likeness of God. In the image and likeness of God is an immortal quality, a spiritual quality that transcends the things of this world. And the challenge of our life here on earth is to not be dragged into the things that steal the spiritual life away from us. Sin. Especially serious sin. Not only was the evil one very alive, as we know all the way back in the book of Genesis, tempting Adam and Eve. Oh, you get to decide for yourself what's right and wrong. You don't have to follow the commandments of God. And of course, that's what introduced sin and death into the world. But God in his great love understands that we are all broken. We are all affected by that original sin. We have disordered desires. But his great desire for each of us is to allow all of our passions, all of our desires, to be governed by the reasonable thing to do, the wholesome thing to do by human reason, and then to let that reason be enlightened by what God has already revealed about the truth of who we are, as his beloved adopted sons and daughters, made in his image and likeness. We have been made in wholesomeness, but times we sin and we lose that wholesomeness, but we should never despair, because that's what the sacrament of confession is for. And God rejuvenates us, fills us back with the grace that satisfies our heart. It brings us back into right relationship with God and others and helps us fight the temptations and the evil we are faced with in our world today. My brothers and sisters, I thought I used to experience a lot of the work of the evil one in my life as a kid, and I did. As a young adult, and I did. As a priest, and I did. But I find even more so as a bishop. The evil one wants us to give in to fear, to give in to the things of this world. He works on us like he worked on Jesus in the desert to have power, to satiate the desires of the flesh. You get to have all these things and you get to test God. Jesus did not give in to those temptations. And of course, we can be easily deceived. But what we learn, even in the midst of death, is if there is faith, God restores us. And that's what we see in our gospel today. Keep in mind, the person that came to him was of the Jewish faith, and yet he's coming. He's coming to Jesus. He was a synagogue official. His name was Jairus. And he pleaded to save his daughter. And as we know, she died, but Jesus has power over death. Not just his own, as we know from the resurrection of his own body, but for us, as he did for this centurion. Why? Because he had faith. And this woman that was suffering from the hemorrhage, the death in a sense within her body, her struggles with physical ailments, she had faith and she was willing to bring herself before God and to allow herself to experience healing. Our world is in great need of moving from death to life. There are forces in our world, and some of them very, very strong, that it can be easily influenced by the evil one to get control, power, have possession of money and things, and to take advantage of others. We as Christians are called to be like Christ in the world, to be ambassadors of God's goodness and love, to love the truth, to seek the truth, to defend it, as God has revealed in our beautiful faith, which we know from Scripture and tradition. And it's in that beautiful gift of our faith that we are renewed and brought new. My brothers and sisters, if it's been a while before since you've been to confession, I urge you, encourage you to get to confession. Receive the restoration of the fullness of grace from sin, even if it's not mortal sin, because it weakens us. It makes us more vulnerable. And the more grace and strength we have from God, the more capacity we have to rise above the struggles of life and to not get dragged down by the darkness that's in the world, all the negative messages, all the things to build fear, so that the rulers of this world can overtake things. But there's nothing greater than the greatest ruler of heaven and earth, God. And our country and our world is in great need of God. And we need healing from the many painful memories and experiences, the traumas we've experienced in our own life, whether it's from our own sin or the sin of others. But God wants to bring healing. He wants to raise us from the dead. My brothers and sisters, as we gaze upon this beautiful crucifix, may we remember the reality of the darkness of death reflected in the black, but notice the brilliance of the body of Christ. We are to radiate that same light in a world of darkness and death, a world and in some places that promote and some people that promote abortion, euthanasia, and all forms of terrorism and things that are not of God. But God is greater. Let us step forward in faith, like the woman in need of healing. This beautiful example today of the synagogue official, because they had faith, great things happen. And watch what God will do.